The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we need to be in a spirit of worship. You know what worship is according to the Bible? It's very simple. It is praising God, as telling how good God is and thanking Him. And so we need to be thankful for everything, every drink that we've ever had, as far as water and fruit juice and so on, comes from the Lord. And all the good food that we've had comes from the Lord, and our friends and our fellowship and the churches we have. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, and the Lord has given it to us. And so the most wonderful thing the Lord's given us is eternal life and salvation, and that comes through Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're glad that we know Him. What a wonderful gift He is, and what a wonderful thing to know Jesus, and what a wonderful thing He is. And He's wonderful in so many ways. He's wonderful in power because He's simply running the universe, upholding all things, it says, by the word of His power. And then He's wonderful in His love to us because He has loved us so much that He has died for us on the cross and paid for our sins. And now He has given us His mercy and grace. And, you know, the word grace simply means a gift. It says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so our God's grace to us is a free gift, and that is forgiveness of sins. And He says, your sins and iniquities will I remember against you no more. And one day it says He's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. So that's really wonderful. But our program, we talk about the wonderful gift that God has given to us, and that is His Word, the Holy Bible. And this is a tremendous gift. And God has created the universe, and man knows that there's two things about God he knows. He knows he's intelligent, naturally speaking, and he knows he has power when he sees the stars moving within a fraction of a second and being upheld by the power of God. So those two things he knows. But beyond that, he really doesn't know unless he's given us a book. And we communicate and understand and know things through a book. And so God has given us a book. It's only logical He would give us a book. And the proof of this book being given by God is God says, I know the past, I know the future. And so He tells us detailed prophecies in His book, the Holy Bible, about things that are going to happen. And things, number of these things are happening right now. And one of the things I've just heard in the news that Russia has been, and now China has been backing Syria that has a dictator. And by the way, this guy is more of a secular dictator. And I don't understand exactly why the United States is promoting and pushing the other side to overthrow this man. Not all dictators are bad. And as far as Christians are concerned, some of the governments in the Middle East, they persecute Christians and kill them. In Syria, I understand from people from that country, they would not allow any religious intolerance there as far as persecuting Christians. Anything that stirs up religious strife, you go to jail right away in that country. But Russia and China is backing Mr. Assad of Syria, and the United States seems to be backing the other group that are trying to overthrow him. And it seems like that the other groups supposedly for democracy, but when they take over, the strong Muslim element seems to take over after them in a number of these African countries and Middle East countries. So anyway, Russia is getting more involved, and they're giving equipment to this Mr. Assad, who is the dictator there of Syria. And now they even have a port there, and they seem to be giving more and more armaments and getting involved. Mr. Putin, who is the head of the Russian government now, he is just going, I understand he's going down to Israel to talk to the Jewish people in Israel and look over the situation. But it seems like that he is getting himself more involved. You know, Christians for a long time have been talking about Ezekiel 37 and 38. And I confess that of all the books that I've read and everything that I've read on the subject, I have never been convinced exactly of what time this takes place. But it's interesting that the lineup given there, one of them is Persia, which is the country of Iran, and Russia is arming them, is backing Persia. They're part of a group that comes down and invades Israel. And one of the tribes that is mentioned, tribe of Tubal, is mentioned Ezekiel 37, 38. And the city of Leningrad, which is now called St. Petersburg, before it was called St. Petersburg, it was called Tobolsky. And there it has the actual tribal name given in Ezekiel 37, 38 that city was called by some many, many years ago. And so it seems like that those prophecies include Russia and Persia and a number of other countries that seem to be lining up. And one of the things about this whole thing, why is it that Israel is in the news, it seems like every day, and is a constant source of trouble? God has allowed this because Jesus is coming back to Jerusalem, and he will bodily rule on Mount Zion. And that is, Jesus is the creator of the universe. He is Almighty God, the true God, and he will rule this earth in a body from the city of Jerusalem on Mount Zion, which is a real mountain. And he will rule for 1,000 years from that place. And for the first time, there will be peace. But before that time comes, the devil is always an imitator of God. And so the devil is going to set up his kingdom and his world government. And he can do it now with all the equipment and surveillance equipment that is being developed all the time. The government can keep track of everything that's going on, keep track of your phone calls and whatnot. And so this individual is going to control the whole world. And then at the end of this period of time, the Lord Jesus is going to come back and put him off his high chair, put him off his throne, and he will take over. And Jesus has the power. The other day, you can read things in the Bible many times, and then they just don't. You read them again, and they appear to you in a new light that you have never seen. But the Bible talks about two witnesses when this Antichrist takes over the world. And these two witnesses, says they are the two men that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. And so we know that the two people that stood by the Lord of the whole earth was Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the law, and Elijah represents the prophets. And on the Mount of Transfiguration, it was Moses and Elijah. These two were there after Jesus rose from the dead, and when Christ was ascending to heaven, you see those two there once again. And so one of the things that interests me was when the Antichrist gets total power over the whole world and every human being on the face of the earth, these two witnesses to Jesus Christ, according to the book of Revelation, prophesy and do miracles against him right there in his capital in Jerusalem, and he can't do a thing about it. I mean, he can get all his bombs out and his bazookas out and his AK-47s and all the military equipment he can imagine, but God protects them right there under this guy's nose. And I think that to me is really humorous. That is really laughable. And, you know, so many people today, they're seeing what is going on and they're getting afraid. And the Bible says that this period of time talking about it, that people's hearts will fail for fear of what's coming on the earth. But we have a God that has all power, and no one in the universe, including the devil, has any power even close to God. And so in the book of Revelation, it talks about when this world government is set up, and they're taking a council, and they're trying to get rid of God. You hear this going on all the time. There's judges in our court system that they hate the name of Jesus and they hate the name of God. And they always are trying to constantly silence anybody that talks about God and about Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. And why does he laugh? Because it's like trying to clear the Pacific Ocean of water with a teaspoon. It's not going to happen. And we've mentioned this many times, but communism is an organization and is a group of people who try to get rid of God. They're God haters. And so in the Soviet Union, the communists murdered millions of people and sent millions to jail. And to try to wipe out the name of God. And people teaching their families were sent to jail for that. And yet, after about 70 years of this, all this power and all the killing and all the murder and everything, in the year 2000, Mr. Yeltsin, the leader of Russia, said, "We will celebrate the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ." Well, it's impossible to get rid of him. If you're a Christian today, you are operating from the position of victory. We read the end of the book and we win. Today, all over the world, there are millions of people that are accepting Jesus Christ. And there are thousands of others. Somebody said now that there's nearly 160,000 people that are being murdered because of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they will never stop him. And in countries that try to wipe out Christianity today, if you would go over there and speak in some of these countries, they probably take you and put you in jail and beat you to death. And yet today, somebody can get the remote, push the button, and watch a preacher preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I tell you today, it is inevitable. We win. And you may not like it, but God said it in his book, the Holy Bible. And his Holy Bible stands, and it is true. You know, Jesus said before he comes back, and the Bible records this, that there are going to be earthquakes in various places in the world. And last year, there was 1,300,000 earthquakes around the whole world. And it's something unusual to the history of man. There was never a time in man's recorded history that it happened like this. I tell you, Christians need to wake up. Jesus is getting ready to come back. I know we've had some false alarms, and I'm not setting a day, but you know, the Bible says we do know the times and seasons. And first comes the rapture, and then the Bible talks about pestilences in divers places, in various places. There's 1 million people died in the United States of AIDS, and millions are dying in Africa of AIDS, and that's only one disease. And then the Bible says there'll be signs in the sun. And just recently, in the National Geographic magazine, it talks about these firestorms in the sun that could actually burn up the electricity and turn the lights off and knock out the electric grids in the United States of America and around the world. And the Bible predicts this is going to happen. So whatever the Bible says is true and is proved by our experience and by reality. We have a book that is true and real, and we can trust in it and believe in it. And then we have in the Bible talks about Israel going back to the land, and talks about when they get back to the land, they go through a time of trouble and so on. And so we see the trouble there. And here's a nation of people. God said that if they rejected him, that because they had accepted him as their God, he's a jealous God, and so that he said that they would be scattered to the whole world. And as a judgment, they were scattered, but yet God had a plan for them also at that time, because through them being scattered to the whole world, Christianity was preached to the whole world. Jesus Christ was preached because the Jews were scattered, and it was Jewish people that preached about the Lord Jesus Christ. And before Christ comes back, there are going to be 120,000 Jewish evangelists from the 12 tribes, and they are going to preach, according to the book of Revelation, salvation unto our God and to the Lamb. We're not saved by a church. We're not saved by sacraments. We're not saved by baptism or communion. We're not saved by our good works. We're not saved by holding out to the end. We are saved by Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. It says in the Bible, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. What's that? Safe from hell, safe from judgment, safe from wrath. God's getting a family together and he wants you to be a part of that family. And he has given us a book. It's amazing to me how people that profess to be Christians never read the Bible. You know who wrote the New Testament? Matthew. He's one of the disciples of Jesus, lived with him for 3.5 years. And Mark and Luke, they work with Paul and they work with Peter. And then you have John, and he was the closest to Jesus. And people never read it systematically. And then you have Peter, who was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, wrote the book of 1 and 2 Peter, and gives us all kinds of prophecies about the end days. And the Bible says, in thy word do I trust. Jesus taught us to read the Bible. We know God. Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and they are life. You know God and you are energized and you have fellowship with God by listening to his words. And those very words in the Bible, according to Jesus, are the life of God and the spirit of God. And you receive the words that Jesus died for your sins and was buried and rose from the dead bodily. And you receive those words and accept him as your Lord and Savior. You have eternal life. And if you don't, you don't have eternal life. You don't know God. But you can have it today. He is getting ready a family. That's what the whole situation is about, so that the good times and the bad times that come into your life, God says that he has allowed them so that as a blind man, because you're born spiritually blind, that you will seek after God and find him. And you can know God personally. And he will speak to you through his word. And you can speak to him in prayer. And I tell you, you can see God supernaturally answer prayer. I believe prayer is asking and receiving. And you can ask him for specific things, and he answers your prayers. And I've seen that over and over, and millions of people have seen it over and over. Atheism is laughable because the Bible has proven itself, and millions of people have seen the power of Jesus Christ today. And by studying the Bible, you see that the world is getting wrapped up to time is being wrapped up, and we're coming to the end of time. And Jesus Christ is coming back. But you can know him personally. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my God. Please forgive me of my sins. Make me part of your family and help me to have eternal life. When you're part of God's family, he's going to take care of you. I don't care what happens in this world. We don't have to worry about the economy collapsing. We don't have to worry about A-bombs and hydrogen bombs and all the rest of it, because we're part of God's family. And he says, Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then he says in the book of Romans chapter 8, he says, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Jesus said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Under no circumstance I'll kick you out. And he said, nothing will separate us from his love. And the Bible says we're sealed unto the day of redemption. And so the day of redemption is when the rapture takes place. And we know about the times and seasons because the Bible says that we know about them. We're taken up into heaven, we're raptured, and then the day of the Lord comes. And the day of Christ refers to, it begins with the rapture, and it talks about that. But the day of the Lord, and you run the references, is always the day of God's wrath and judgment. And God's wrath and judgment is going to be poured out on this world. But you know, at the same time when his wrath and judgment is poured out, at the same time Jesus is identified as the Lamb of God. 28 times in the book of Revelation, the Lamb of God. What's that mean? That means he was punished for your sin. That means he died for your sin. That means that he will forgive you of your sins by trusting him as your Lord and as your Savior, the one that died for you. Not only that, Jesus lived a perfect life. He was Almighty God, and his perfection is counted to you when you have received him as Lord and Savior. And then you become a part of his family. And the Bible says he has predestinated us to conform to the image of his dear Son. That simply means we're going to get a body like Jesus Christ, a body that'll never grow old, a body that will last forever. And we're going to live with God in perfect joy and peace. You may have had a loved one pass away or die, but you know, if they know the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the greatest day of their life, because they are with Jesus in total joy and total peace. And so we have something to look forward to. I remember when my mother passed away, and she taught me about Jesus. When I was learning to speak, I was learning all about the Lord Jesus, and that's the greatest gift that she ever gave me. So when I went to her funeral, I wasn't thinking about her body laying in the coffin, but I was thinking, this is the greatest day of her life. She's in total joy, total peace forever and ever, more alive than she's ever been. You know what the scripture verse says? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Somebody says, well, I've done too many sins and God won't forgive me. Yes, he will. And Paul says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul used to beat Christians and torture Christians and probably responsible for killing them. And yet God forgave him. And God gave him a new life in Jesus, and he wrote half the New Testament. And so no matter what you have done, the only unpardonable sin is the rejection of Jesus, because he's your creator. He's your God. And, you know, in the Bible, Thomas said, I won't believe unless I see him. And Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and believed. And Thomas said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. You know, somebody else's, maybe a Christian, maybe your father or mother or your sister or your brother, that won't get you to heaven. But when you say to Jesus, my Lord and my God, and you can say that in a simple prayer, he's everywhere in the universe and he will hear you, and he will give you eternal life through faith in him. You know, all these prophecies are coming to pass. I read, for instance, in the book of Revelation, it talks about a woman getting on a plane. Said there were given unto her the wings of a great eagle, and she did fly into the desert. And that's in the Bible. God knows the future. The Bible knows the future. And you see, when the prophets Moses and Elijah are on the earth at that time where the Antichrist can't do anything to them, it says the whole world sees them. Well, how in the world does everybody in the world see them? Well, God knew there's going to be computers and TV cameras. And so God sees you. And the Bible says that God knows what you're thinking right now. He knows when you stand up, when you sit down. He knows the very heads on your hair on your head. And so that's why he is saying to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You're tired of this life. Why don't you get a new life through the Lord Jesus Christ? He is inviting you, and he has given you in his invitation. And he said, in the last words of Jesus, he said, let the church say, come, and let he that is athirst come, and let everybody in the universe say, come. Come to Jesus and be part of his everlasting family. But that's a decision you have to make. And you can say, well, I'll put it off, and you're in reality saying no. Or you can say to him, yes, Lord Jesus, I accept you. And you'll never be disappointed. I was never sorry that I received Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And I have seen him take care of me over and over again, and I'm thankful to him, and I will praise him forever for his greatness and goodness. When I was younger, one professor says, well, when you get older, you won't think like this. Well, I investigated the other religions and philosophies, and they're just the opinions of men, and the more you study them, the more you see that they are false. But you investigate the Bible and you investigate the Lord Jesus Christ, where hundreds of thousands of people saw him act and do as the Creator would, raise people from the dead, heal the sick. And so they believed in him. And so the evidence is overwhelming of his truth. And so he wants you today to come to him. Well, God has given us another wonderful day, and the future is bright for us as Christians. As the future gets more dark for the world, it gets brighter for us as those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, Safe from what? God's wrath and judgment. Safe from hell. Safe from eternity without God. And saved to a wonderful and glorious future. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.